Hey, good morning, it's Martin, and I just wanted to talk to you about how internet marketing is kind of like being a rock star. Now, I'm no rock star, I know that, and I don't want to be, and I don't intend to be, but how the heck is internet marketing like being a rock star? He's talked about it being like marriage, and now he's like a rock star. Well, let me explain. Who's at the top of the charts right now? Do you know? I don't know. Is it Lady Gaga? Is it, I don't know, some R&B guy or, I don't know, whatever it is. But how did they get there? They got there by people talking about them, by people hearing them, because they had content out there, right? You don't get to the top of the charts if you're not producing content. You think of whoever is at the top of the charts. Let's say it was Elton John. We'll pick Elton John because everybody's heard of Elton John, okay? If Elton John produces an album, and that's a bloody good album, which it most likely would be, and everybody starts playing it, everybody's exchanging MP3s, everybody's talking about it. By the way, the exchanging of MP3s, that's illegal. So I'm not advocating that, but I'm saying it happens. People start talking about the fact that this new album is out there. The radio stations are all playing it. It's on all your favorite video channels on the TV. It's broadcast everywhere. It's on the internet. It's on YouTube and Last.fm and places like that. It's out there. The content is out there. People are viewing it, exchanging it, sharing it, tweeting it, talking about it on Facebook. It's out there. There's content. And it's got Elton John's brand all over it. Okay. So that album sweeps to the top of the charts. And then what? People are hearing this content, but now they're thinking, okay, give us some more content to keep us buying the album, right? So he releases another single from the album, keeping the content out there. And there he is, staying in the top of the charts for his album, and his new single keeps going to the top of the charts. And every time he releases a new single from that album, it keeps the album selling, and it keeps his brand at the top of the charts. But then he stops releasing singles. The album kind of fizzles out from the top of the charts because now people have jumped ship, right? Just like your internet marketing, you've been putting content out there, content, 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 and everybody's seen this content and say, hey, this is the content we were expecting. And it's on a consistent basis, every other day or every day or every week, there's new content. And then you stop putting that content out there. So you're no longer in the top 20, you're not even in the top 10, you're just not there anymore. So what do people do? They'll go and buy the Rolling Stones instead. Because the Rolling Stones have released an album, right? And now they are putting out content, content, content. And everybody who was listening to Elton John is now listening to the Rolling Stones. Because Elton's not putting content out there, but the Rolling Stones are. And everybody's now watching the old Mick Jagger because he's putting content out there. And as long as they're releasing singles from that album, it'll keep the album selling, it'll keep the singles selling, it keeps people talking about it. That's your content. But then the Rolling Stones kind of sold out. The album's been selling for a couple of years. They've got no more singles to sell from that album. They're not releasing anything new. And people think, there's no more Rolling Stones. And then Pink Floyd released an album. And so it goes on. If your content is not out there consistently, regularly, if you're not in the timeline, you're gone. And everybody who was interested in you will now go and be interested in somebody else. Are you a rock star? Maybe it's time you should be.